Good morning. Thank you very much for gathering out of your busy schedule. Now, I would like to start a briefing on the financial results for the first quarter of the fiscal year ending March 31st, 2008, of Yamaha Corporation. First, let me give you the summary of overall results. Sales grew 6.7% year-on-year, or an increase by 8.5 billion yen. Against the previous projections announced on May 23rd with revisions, sales were larger by 3.3% or 4.4 billion yen. This was helped by the impact of exchange rates very much, and on a real basis, excluding the forex impact, net sales were about on par with the projections, with an increase of 2.8% or 3.6 billion yen from the same quarter of last year. Operating income increased by 8% or 600 million yen year-on-year, which is 1.3 billion yen or 21.2% higher than the previous projections. We are aiming to increase profits from the sound company business domain, specifically from musical instruments, AVIT products, and semiconductors. Income from these domains were increased from the projection at 5.6 billion yen to 7.2 billion, which is about the same with the first quarter of the previous year. The impact of exchange rates was quite large at 1.1 billion yen, higher than previous projections, and 2 billion yen higher year-on-year. We sold a portion of shares of Yamaha Motor as we announced in May, which eliminated our equity method income. Thus, recurring profit was down year-on-year. On the other hand, gains on the sale were accounted for in extraordinary income and increased net income for the quarter. On the balance sheet, the inventory levels at the end of June were higher than the first quarter of the previous year as well as previous projections. The impact of exchange rates were quite large, therefore, discounting the impact of exchange rates, finished musical instruments stayed at nearly the same level as previously projected. Goods in process and materials increased, mainly due to delay in production at some overseas plants and valuation increases, which was caused by higher prices of metallic materials. This is the summary of the first quarter. From now on, I would like to share with you more specific numbers. In the second column from left, actual results for Q1 are specified. Net sales were 135.2 billion yen, operating income 7.3 billion, recurring profit 7.5 billion, and net income 23.2 billion yen, as written here. Currency exchange rates are given below the table. In the first quarter of last fiscal year, the exchange rate was 115 yen to the dollar and 144 yen to the euro. On an operating income level or on a purchase basis, it was 139 yen to the euro. Therefore, the average rate was slightly different on a settlement basis. In this first quarter, the actual rate was 121 yen to the dollar and 163 yen to the euro, which was 156 yen to the euro on the operating income basis. Against the previous projections, net sales were helped by a lot by weakening of yen or a stronger US dollar and euro. Operating income increased, being particularly helped by the appreciation of euro from a projection of 148 yen to the actual of 156 yen. This slide gives you graphs which show overview of results by business segment. To our regret, net sales decreased slightly year-on-year in AVIT segment, but overall businesses could increase in revenues. The same applies to operating income. Income from musical instruments expanded significantly from 5.8 in the same quarter of last year to 7.2 billion yen. Next is our full-year forecast of business performance. Assumption of exchange rate to the euro was 148 yen in the projections, therefore we revised it to 155 yen. Accordingly, we made slightly upward revisions in net sales as well as profit from the previous projections. Revisions are 6 billion yen to net sales, 2 billion to operating income, 3 billion to recurring profit, and 3 billion to net income. Next, I would like to talk about full year forecast by business segment as written here. Regarding net sales, we have revised the forecast for AVIT as strong sales are not expected in IP conferencing system, which I will explain later. However, we revised the forecast for other businesses upward. The same can be said about operating income. Though we decreased the projection for AVIT slightly, overall projection was increased by 2 billion yen as income from musical instruments is expected to grow. Now, I would like to give you a brief explanation for each segment. In musical instruments business, net sales were helped by the impact of exchange rates. Excluding the impact by exchange rates, the real term sales were up 3% year-on-year, but slightly lower than the previous projection. Sales in South Korea, China, and Central and South America continued to be strong. Sales in the U.S. exceeded the first quarter of the previous year, but fell slightly short of expectations. By product, sales of piano, electronic instruments such as digital pianos, and PA, or professional audio equipment, were strong. As regards full-year projections, we want to make steady progress on our priority policies, which we explained at the announcement of our midterm management plan and the briefing on financial closing. We would like to do our best to achieve the targets this fiscal year. For musical instruments business, we have made upward revisions from the previous projection of 338 billion to 342.5 billion in sales and from 24 billion to 27 billion in operating income, as specified in the graph. As for AVIT, as I touched upon before, the real-term net sales in the first quarter after discounting the impact of exchange rates declined year-on-year and against the previous projections. Sales of AV were helped by exchange rates, and the real sales were almost flat from the previous year. However, sales of karaoke equipment dropped sharply from a year ago. Sales of YSP, to which we have high expectation, edged down year-on-year in the quarter due to adjustments made to the inventory held by some dealers. Regarding full-year projections revised downward, there was delay in developing sales channels for IP conferencing systems, as I said before, though we have high expectation to this product. Having said that, we have not changed our basic policy to promote this business for medium term, and we are taking rather careful steps in doing so this year. This is the reason why we revised down sales projections. Next is electronic equipment and metal product segment. Sales and operating income in the first quarter exceeded previous projections. When it comes to operating income, we faced a severe situation as compared to a year earlier, mainly in semiconductor business. Demand for LSI sound chips for mobile phones continued to fall. Sales volumes were almost the same as previous projections, but sales were larger than projection thanks to an improved product mix, which led to improved average unit price. Shipment of new devices, such as digital amplifiers, increased gradually. For electronic metal products, as there is a system which allows us to pass on the increase of material prices to selling prices, sales exceeded previous projections. Regarding full-year projections, sales are forecast to increase slightly, and so is operating income. We intend to continue to make steady progress in implementing priority policies as planned. Electronic metal products business is slated to be transferred on September 30th, and we are preparing for the transfer. The impact of the transfer of electronic metal products business on sales is 8.9 billion yen. Therefore, we forecast sales at 9.7 billion yen this year, down from the actual sales in the previous fiscal year at 16.3 billion yen. Next, about lifestyle-related products. We struggled in increasing sales in the first quarter. Though system kitchens continued to sell well, unit prices showed a downward trend. Price competition had been intensifying, particularly for system bathroom, and sales for bathroom, therefore, did not reach the level a year earlier, nor of the previous projection. As for full-year projections, in order to keep sales and operating income on par with previous projections, we are working to cut manufacturing costs further. Recreation segment. Sales and operating income in the first quarter were slightly below previous projections, but almost flat from the previous first quarter. In terms of specific facilities, revenue from Tsumagoi increased year-on-year, but difficult at Kirolo and Haimurubushi. As for full-year projections, the date of the transfer of the four resort facilities was originally scheduled July 31st, but due to necessary preparations for the transfer, such as changes to the systems, the transfer date has been changed to October 1st. Thus, sales for the 2 months of August and September are to be posted in Yamaha's account, so sales are forecast to be higher than previously projected. However, the general trend in this business has not changed, and this will not have a major impact on operating income. Others. In Q1, sales and operating income increased year-on-year. In the metallic molds and components businesses, production of both magnesium and plastic parts increased, and this business was quite strong. Production of automobile interior wood components also increased and the yield was improved. Therefore, sales and operating income both grew in this business. Golf products continued to perform well. Regarding full-year projections, we made upward revisions under these current circumstances from 29 billion to 31 billion. We sold a portion of shares of Yamaha Motor, and there were big changes in extraordinary income and corporate income tax, as specified in this slide. Out of 27.9 billion posted in others line of extraordinary income or loss, 27.8 billion was the gain on sale of shares of Yamaha Motor, which is, of course, the same number as the previous projection. This is the increase from a year earlier, and the impact from this gain is reflected in corporate income tax accordingly. Similarly, this impact is reflected on the full-year basis. Differences from the end of last fiscal year include that we do not have negative factors we had last year, such as impairment loss from resorts, dissolution of some overseas plants, and special retirement benefits, and that we have the gain on the sale of Yamaha Motor shares this year. Both of these were factors for improving income. As I said in the beginning, inventories at the end of the first quarter increased year-on-year and against previous projections due to a significant impact of exchange rates. Inventories increased by 5.7 billion yen year-on-year and by 5.4 billion yen from the projection due to the translation of foreign currencies into yen. However, goods in process and material increased slightly, and so we will aim at decreasing them towards a proper year-end inventory level. Capital expenditure was in line with our projections. Next is the summary of our balance sheet projection. If you compare cash and bank deposits as of June 30, 2007 and of March 31, 2008, you will see an increase in projection at the end of March 08. This is because of the sale of a portion of Yamaha Motor shares, but corporate income tax related to it will be paid in the next fiscal year, so it is accounted for as corporate tax payable, for which cash and deposits will be used. We will also use cash and bank deposits for extraordinary dividend and share buyback. Lastly, I would like to report to you on the sale of Yamaha Motor shares, as there have been various questions from you. We, together with Yamaha Motor, have been considering how to deal with this structure. Though due to the issue related to the export of helicopters, we could not take action for some time. As there was an all-out resolution to the issue, we made the decision and implemented it in May. In accordance with the expansion of Yamaha Motor's business, Its market cap grew so large that the market value of Yamaha Motor shares held by Yamaha reached about 40% of Yamaha's market cap. Similarly, equity method income or loss from Yamaha Motor increased to occupy about half of Yamaha's net income. May it be good or bad, the impact of Yamaha Motor's performance has become so large as to give big differences on Yamaha's consolidated results. Therefore, we decided to remove Yamaha Motor off Yamaha's consolidation by making it non-equity method company. We sold 7.8% of its total shares outstanding to keep 14.9%. As both companies share Yamaha brand, Yamaha and Yamaha Motor will continue to have close relationship. Simply put, the relationship has changed from the relation of parent and child to that of siblings. We will continue to hold 14.9% of Yamaha Motor shares, and we asked Yamaha Motor to hold 5% of Yamaha shares. Proceeds from the sale will be used to invest in the growth of the sound company business domains and returned to shareholders. Roughly, the proceeds will be about 60 billion yen, out of which 20 billion yen will be paid as tax. And out of the remaining 40 billion yen, 30 billion yen will be returned to shareholders, and 10 billion yen will be invested for the growth. As for return to shareholders, we would like to increase ordinary dividends as well. In this juncture of making Yamaha Motor off consolidation, we have made a policy to have 40% consolidated payout ratio as our target. With 40% as a target, we do not intend to fluctuate dividends up and down being linked to profits every year, but we would like to pay dividends stably with a payout ratio in the order of 40%. That is, we would like to increase dividend by continuing to increase profits. Should profits drop suddenly for some reasons, we will not decrease dividend immediately. We will pay stable and ongoing dividends, a payout ratio of which will be in the order of 40%. In addition, we plan to pay special dividends totaling 12 billion yen over 3 years, which is translated to 20 yen per share each year, and we will buy back our shares worth 18 billion yen in total. This concludes my presentation.